Hello and welcome back to this week's edition of Techonomics. I'm the host, Jason Middleton. Okay, coming up, we have the second portion of our chat with maker, founder, non-coder, and serial entrepreneur, Tara Reid. Now, Ms. Reid started her first site, Collecto.com, to solve a need that she had in her own life, which was, where and how can she get cool artwork for her new apartment? Collecto is parked right now for a facelift, but there's a link at facebook.com/techonomicsradio. Tara's new endeavor is appswithoutcode.com. She has a dynamic blog going as well, and it attracts people who have ideas for apps, but no real coding capability. That's where Apps Without Code comes in. Let's pick up our chat with Tara Reid. You also mentioned your blog, right? Okay, and so you have a very robust blog. I am a follower of that blog. And that's owned media, right? And that leads to earned media. That leads to you and I talking on the air and on my podcast. And your story is so fulfilling. And I think that that is something that companies can also kind of emulate. I think you've really kind of set a standard here.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's one blog post I really want you to pull out for me. The ROI of not giving a f***. Exactly. Explain to me the ROI that you got when you took that attitude moving into your company.
This really ties into the conversation I had earlier about the kinds of companies and what success looks like in tech. And actually, I was linking to a Gary Vaynerchuk post that I thought was really awesome. But, you know, for me, what that means is that, you know, we've got this really clear standard of what it looks like to be successful in tech. And pretty much what that standard looks like is you've raised a lot of money from VCs and you got featured on TechCrunch or some similar publication. And you've got a team and you guys are working really hard to, you know, grow this company, which is the darling of the tech world and is voted high on Product Hunt, et cetera, et cetera. Right. But that is not necessarily, at least for me, that wasn't really at the core what I wanted. And I think one of the things I am honest about are just like places in my entrepreneurial journey where I have gone off track, right? One of the places where I went off track was really giving a f- about that model of what successful entrepreneurship looks like, tech entrepreneurship looks like. And if you look at every other industry, every other business industry, they don't just have one model of what success looks like, right? If you look at non-tech business, there's all sorts of ways that a bakery can be successful, right? It can be successful as a franchise. It can be successful as a mom and pop, just like bakery. It can be successful, but yes, all these different things. But in tech, we just have this one model.
Right.
And so for me, it's been so beneficial to like step back and not really care so much about what that model looks like and give myself the space to think about what does success look like for me. I've had an opportunity to work with and for some really awesome founders. The Foursquare story is a really interesting one to me, and I worked on a Foursquare team where this company went after this, you know, model of what success looks like, and you get to see close up, you know, all the founders of those companies and what their lives look like now. And for me, like, what my happiness as an entrepreneur looked like, me serving the kinds of customers I wanted to serve and being able to pay my team what I wanted to be able to pay them without relying on external capital. To me, that's what success looked like. And me stepping back and not really caring about what that other model looked like had a huge ROI for me in terms of my happiness, but also ability to build this second business. Most entrepreneurs do much better on their second business. And so for me, doing better was building a business that was successful in a different kind of way and aligned to the kind of life I wanted to have as an entrepreneur.
You know, I talk to a lot of founders, a lot of angel investors, a lot of VCs.
Yeah.
And I think that you're right. You're a wonderful case study about something that I've noticed, that if you're focused on your exit, then you are not iterating and you're not being creative. And I think your take is dynamic and it's proven in the pudding because you've got two companies now. And they're both moving forward rapidly. You mentioned your lifestyle, and we did not do a lot of pre-prep, and we're going to close with appswithoutcode.com. When we were going to talk last year, you were living in Detroit. Do you still live in Detroit now?
I still live in Detroit, yes.
And I was wondering, does that give you an edge? I know you gave a TEDx talk there recently. How has that been feeding your creative energy?
Man, it's been so awesome. So let me say this. A couple of years ago, I spend a lot of time in the Bay Area, spent a lot of time in the New York tech scene as well. When we went through 500 Startups Accelerator in Mountain View for Collecto, the culture of tech is really different. It's really different in the Bay Area. For me, it was really, really important to not be in a major tech hub city to build my company, to build Collecto and Apps.Code. And the reason why is because I felt like I got a much better grasp on the real issues that the average person, the average right. American has with their business outside of the Bay Area bubble, right? That meant for Collecto that I got to have different kinds of conversations with people about art, right? Particularly outside of, with Collecto, it was, you know, getting outside of New York tech scene too, where everybody knows about and appreciates art already and gets that. But in the rest of the country, that's not necessarily the case. So there's all sorts of education that we had to do when we built this thing called Art Collecting School, which, you know, we've been talking about iteration and pivots, right? Mm-hmm. The level of pivots I was able to have talking to the everyday person in a non-tech bubble city was really useful for me. Mm-hmm. And also giving myself space as a founder to not be consumed by the one example we have in tech about what it is to be successful. Right. Being in Detroit for me has allowed me to not be constantly in the middle of that and allow me to give myself some space for having that, you know, not giving a f**k and designing my own model of what I want. I've had space to do that in Detroit. I also think that Detroit is just an awesome city for entrepreneurs, right? As an entrepreneur, you have to be the kind of person who sees the glass half full. And that's what Detroit is all about to me. There's so much opportunity for entrepreneurs in this city, and it has an energy around building and making and creating that is really aligned to just who I am as an entrepreneur and as a creator and as a CEO. So I love being here for that energy and also to have that space from the rest of the market.
Tell me about next steps with AppsWithoutCode.com before we let you go. What's up ahead?
Yeah, so Apps.Code is a program that I run to teach non-technical folks how to build their own apps following a similar sort of model that I've used. I have two programs, a beginning program called App Hacker, which is an 8-week program to build something I called an app hack. It's the first version of your app and something that you can create really rapidly using this new set of tools that are out there that are really amazing that allow you to really drag, drop, point, click, and create an app. In the same way, you can now create a website without being a developer. You can now build apps. And so I teach people how to do that. And then in my more advanced program, spend a lot more time on design sprints and really using some of those more robust tools. There's a tool called Bubbles.is that I highly recommend people check out. And so I teach people how to use these tools where you build apps, your own apps, by point, click, drag, drop. And then instead of writing code, there's a series of logic statements in English that you write. So for example, the sentence looks like, when a simple example is, when the user clicks the button, then log them in, right? That's a really simple example. And you can get much more sophisticated than when the user clicks the button. You can build algorithms and all sorts of cool things on these platforms. So I have two programs, one for beginners and one for more advanced folks. And every Wednesday, I've been doing a webinar. People want to see examples of these tools as well. I do a Wednesday workshop to show people. And we can leave folks with that link if they need, but it's just webinar.appswithoutcode.com. So right. webinar.appswithoutcode.com.
You've humanized if this, then that. Good for you. I mean, you know, Tara, you're dynamic, you're a creator, you're a founder, and I'm so glad you gave us some time this morning to talk. I hope we can talk again soon.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
That was Tara Reed, the creator of AppsWithoutCode.com. If you have a killer idea for an app, or maybe just saw one and said, shoot, I could have thought of that, but you don't know how to code, well, don't sweat it. Her site can help. There's a link to it on Facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. Let's thank both of our guests for this hour of Techonomics. First up, we had New York Times best-selling author Ashley Vance. Now, he and I chatted about the additions he made for the paperback edition of his official biography of Elon Musk. We also had Tara Reed, a founder, maker, and entrepreneur who is helping non-techie people do techie things easily. She's also helping to revitalize Detroit. And that's going to do it for this hour of Techonomics. We had fun. We hope you did, too. We have a raft of related links at facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. And we also post a playlist of the music we use each week on the show at that same Facebook page. Now, if podcasts are more your thing, I dig, you can search Techonomics on Stitcher, iTunes, and Audio Boom. Maybe tap subscribe and give us a whirl for a few weeks. And we also live online at kgoradio.com/Techonomics. And if you're on the Twitters, my handle is at KGOJason. For producer Liana Wilcox and executive producer Mike Anthony, my name is Jason Middleton, and this has been an hour of Techonomics. Have great weeks, everybody.